The Good News, according to John, chapter 3.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries and is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today. Please note that the reader, Wayne O'Connor, is not the translator of this book.
Now there was a man, one of the Pharisees, named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This one came to him in the dark of night, and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do, unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless someone is born from above, he is not able to perceive the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is already old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless someone is born through water, the physical birth, and the Spirit, the new birth, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born naturally is the physical body, and that which is born of the Spirit is our human spirit. Don't be surprised that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear its sound, but you don't know where it comes from or where it goes. It is this same way with everyone who is begotten by the Spirit. Nicodemus responded by saying to him, How is such a thing possible? Jesus answered and said to him, Are you the teacher of Israel, and you don't understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak about what we have experienced and testify about what we have seen, yet you don't receive our testimony. If you don't believe the earthly things I tell you, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no one has ascended into heaven except he who descended out of heaven, even the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, in the same way it is necessary for the Son of Man to be lifted up, so that whoever is believing into him may have the eternal life of God. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, so that anyone believing into him would not be destroyed, but have the eternal life of God. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but so that the world would be being saved through him. The one who is believing into him is not being judged. He who is not believing has been judged already, because he has not believed into the reality of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, but men love the darkness instead of the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who practices evil hates the light and doesn't come to the light, so that his deeds won't be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light, so that it may become apparent that his works have been done through God. After these things, Jesus and his disciples came to the land of Judea, and there he spent time with them and baptized. And John was also baptizing in Enon near Salem, because there was abundant water there. And many came and were baptized, for John had not yet been thrown into prison. There a debate took place between John's disciples and some Jews about ceremonial washing, possibly baptism. So they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, the one who was with you beyond the Jordan, about whom you have testified, look here, he is baptizing and everyone is coming to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. You yourselves are my witnesses that I said, I am not the anointed one, but that I have been sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, who stands and listens to him, is truly delighted because of the bridegroom's voice. My joy, therefore, is made complete. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from on high is above all. He who is of the earth is earthly. Consequently, he speaks from an earthly point of view. He who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies about what he has, in fact, seen and heard. Yet no one receives his testimony. But he who receives his testimony affirms that God is truthful. For he whom God has sent speaks the actual words of God, for he gives him the Spirit without any limits. The Father loves the Son, and has put all things into his hands. He who is believing into the Son has the eternal life of God. But he who does not obey the Son will not see God's life, but the anger of God remains upon him. This is the end of John chapter 3.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.